Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Easter Tuesday, and from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching is entitled, Do We Recognize Him?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they laid him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? She thought it was the gardener and said to him, Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God. Mary went and announced to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and then reported what he had told her. Oftentimes, we are probably a strange people. Why? Because we think of all the good things that we'd like to do. Oh, I'm sure that there are times when we think of all the bad things we'd like to do as well. But whenever we see commercials about dogs being abused or people being hurt or all kinds of things like that, the first thing is that our hearts are touched and we want to do something special for them. We want to let them know that somebody cares. And yet, we can see all of that, but then there are people who are right before us, people that we come in contact with every day. And sometimes they are going through difficult situations, and we don't always know it or recognize it. And we think that the things that we're going through are difficult, but we don't know what another person's actions, thoughts, and how they may be carrying pain in their own lives. And instead of doing for those people that we know, we find ourselves being moved because of the people or the things, the situations that we see on television or hear about on the news. Jesus needs to be recognized in everybody. And that's the thing. Oftentimes, we fail to recognize him. Just as Mary, she's talking to this man and she doesn't even know. She's so concentrated on what she's looking for that she doesn't see what's right in front of her. We do the same. Sometimes what we need to do is open up our eyes and to see what is before us, to see how God is constantly making changes and challenges right before us. During this time of Easter, as we celebrate with joy this in this octave that, yes, we've gone through a Lent and now Jesus is with us, it's wonderful. But let us never fail to recognize the Jesus that is with us each and every day and in the people around us. May God truly open our eyes and help us to see. Amen.